previously on the Legion of Ranab.
You're back at the Truthbreaker Shrine, and oddly enough, in the distance from the shrine, you can see the pirate ship still there.
But how is that odd?
Because they said they were going to leave. So I was able to uncover the next shard by using the frequency from this shard to find out whether or not... And you get the idea. It's magic.
Shut up, nerd. What's the next thing we need?
That's a good point. The next one is east in the forest.
Look at who you were. A slaver. Give us one good reason to spare your life.
Bumpbox is currently floating above the air with a duck nipping at his head.
Quack! Quack!
He's like...
Intense interrogation.
Come on, Bumpbox.
He looks at you guys, he's like, I got nothing.
Drop.
We have gained a ship.
Ship face?
The Swiftress.
The Sea Bow.
Mizuto?
I don't care.
Something like a pun, like,
ship
coming
face
for that booty or something.
Semen?
Yeah, I think he goes on with the crusty semen.
Okay. And now, Legion of Renob, Episode 7. Starring Winston as Lenny, Andrew as Mizzetto, Tony as Sibo, and, Chris as, fucking dragon face. Alright, let's get this shit over with.
Okay, so we're back. We have our crew. They just killed a butt ton of kobolds. On the newly minted Krusty Seaman.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the ship?
Yeah, for now.
Krusty Seaman, what are you talking about?
Which is has just been wiped clean by the
it's
cube.
Still, it's still crusty, though.
The gelatin. Yeah, yeah.
Krusty in spirit.
Okay, well, Bumbox is dead. The duck is finally satisfied. And Truthbreaker recently told you that the next shard of ether is in the eastern forest called the Dryderwood.
So we're definitely not going that way.
Yeah, if that's a place you don't want to go. I mean, it's your campaign, I guess.
And the map's out now, so we can...
If we take the crusty semen up the coast, is there a way to get to the forest, or is it only cliff? This map is unclear.
Yeah, Clock, stop making terrible maps.
I can't say.
I was going to suggest we can just take the duck over there. And then what I do is
the duck can walk up on land.
I'll send a message over to my gnome buddies, and I'll have them just go to the ship and kind of start working.
Watch it.
Yeah, watch it and not...
not sail away and die.
Yeah,
I prefer that to not happen.
That way, everybody's in the same spot, and we can just come back to the pirate ship will be our new home base.
We have a pirate ship, but we're not using it to sail anywhere. We're gonna take this duck.
Much more majestic.
All right, well, we gotta buy duck armor for this thing at some point. So let's just keep that in the back
level
of our
7.
Head.
Finally, I have enough gold to buy one set of duck armor.
No, just like one plate.
Alright, I'm willing to take Sibo's idea of taking the duck. We got from the town to the boat pretty quickly, so
that
we should be able to get to the forest pretty quickly.
Alright, well, all aboard Duck Face.
Quack!
Before that, I'm going to take out a sheet of parchment, write a quick note on it to my gnome people, and then send Sergio off with it to go find them at the end.
What's your note say?
Head
in the voice.
Head south to the shore. There you will find a ship. The quote, crusty seaman, unquote. This is now our vessel. You are under my employ. Signed, Hiking Sibo. P.S. Much love. XOXOXO. It's a Wednesdays.
You're a nice, friendly king.
Yeah. He's benevolent. Yeah. All right, so you board the duck.
Are we all rested up?
Yeah,
assume we would stay on the ship until we're rested.
And I would like us to rest. I suggest we rest.
Let's
up.
Let's rest at the ship.
Okay, for an hour.
Start
for full rest or half rest.
Why are you full? What else are we doing?
It's just waste the day.
you know, kind of clean up the ship, make it less cobbled smelling.
Hubert goes overtime.
you scrub and you scrub and you scrub, but you just can't get rid of that cobbled stank. All right, so the crew finds themselves rested and ready for the next day. Nothing of note happens except while Lenny.
Wait,
was...
guys. All right, so a day goes by, right?
Okay. Chris is taking matters into his own hands. So, except in your dreams, Lenny, if you recall a few nights back, two exactly, you heard a voice calling out to you.
I barely do.
The same thing happened again.
Well, it was my dream.
Why did you call out to me?
I wasn't sure that you spoke English.
Dragonface just hears screams in his dreams anymore.
Alright, so, two nights ago I heard something in my dreams.
Yeah, and you hear the same thing again. Swift hands, what have you done to me? Alright, but besides that, everyone's fully rested and ready.
Sounds good to me.
Shall we board Duckface?
Oh, we're on Duckface.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a different Swift Hand.
Sir, I think you've got the wrong number.
I come from a family of Swift Hands, each meaner than the last.
Winston was first born.
Yeah, but only one of them was kicked out of the circus for stealing. As far as we know.
That's true.
All right,
we're on Duckface.
I'm only bringing Zao. I'd like to.
Oh yeah, I think we should establish how many people can fit on Duckface before we go too far.
All of them.
I'd say six people, and the kobolds are probably fine.
That's true. Are we bringing the kobolds though?
Who's
on the boat?
I don't think the kobolds can fly.
We will have two gnomes that will be there, and like
three,
a couple. Yeah, three gnomes there. They'll be there in a couple hours.
And Bob and Steve.
Is Blindy on there?
Do you want to take a just a whiff? It's ultimately Mizzetto's call.
Well, I mean, she's been pretty good in combat from what little we've seen so
far. So the whole crew's coming.
So wait, no, my thing is the four of us plus Blindy plus Zao, that's six on the duck. So we can't bring everybody.
Yeah, six on the duck.
Yeah, plus the two kobolds.
Can they fly the whole line?
No, they could probably fit on the head, though. Because they fly.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Yeah, they're small. They could probably just
fly along at the same speed.
Yeah, should we leave someone on the boat?
I think if we don't, someone's bound to get murdered and our boat's going to disappear.
Let's leave Whiny on the boat then.
Alright, then I'll leave Bob and Steve as well.
So you're telling Whiny you stay on the boat?
Yes.
Ask
politely.
I command.
Liney looks at you, except she can't see you, but she looks at you.
She looks in the wrong direction.
Something touched my foot. Yeah,
was it my dice?
Yeah. Chris is currently on all fours with first
d20.
So Liney looks at you, sort of angry. She's like, I don't want to stay on this stupid ship. I was promised adventure, damn it.
Maybe we should take Zao on the ship.
Blindy.
Yeah, Blindy's better than...
Zao's too good!
Blindy's better than Zao!
Is she?
She's a higher
level. We can
level.
Just leave Bob and Steve.
Yeah,
I feel like they can't be trusted.
They're elite.
If you keep paying them, they can be.
Yeah, just say if the ship's still here, we'll give you, like, another gold piece.
And if you don't, we'll murder you.
Well, and if
a single gold piece is a lot.
If they try to get away with it, they'd have to go through the three gnomes and the cube, too.
Yeah, but we still have a couple days to get through for the gnomes to get there.
Those are magic gnomes, too. They ain't like your...
Well, I'm sure they'd wreck the kobolds.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we should leave one or the other. Let's just leave Zao, and we'll take
Why don't we just away? Wait until the gnomes get here?
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Okay.
We wait.
Okay. All right, so how long? That's about a day's walk. It took you guys a day.
Okay.
So
we're elite.
we speed walked. So one day passes and now it's night. Everyone's looking kind of bored, but during the evening,
it's the only woman on the ship
hear...
is blind.
Oh no!
Right? One of the gnomes, I think, was a woman.
Well, I don't have any interest in that.
But Medusa's
his face is like.
It's the scales.
So, all right, so
is that out.
In the middle of the night, you hear a knocking coming from the bottom of your boat.
I ignore it.
It's probably just the wind.
It's probably the gnomes. I'm going to look over the edge and look for the gnomes.
You're currently in 3 feet of water, but you don't see anything as you look over the bottom of the boat, but you still hear a knocking.
Why am I in 3 feet of water?
The boat's in 3 feet of
water. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can I use my elvish eyes can see better. Is the problem that he can't see in the dark?
No, I have dark vision.
No, that's not the problem. He just can't see anything. There's nothing there.
It's probably nothing, then. We should probably get back to that.
Zao, you watch.
Well, I say we Dragon Face, how about you go investigate? I'll stay up here with Velma and Gaffney.
Oh, me and Andrew investigating?
Like, all right, well, Zoinks, dude!
If Andrew and I are going on a Scooby-Doo adventure, I am all for it. So,
so best friends Mazzetto and...
Actually, that's a good point. See, I've had adventures with Winston already. I think it's time that I've had an adventure with Andrew.
Yeah, that's true. So, Mazzetto and Dragon Face, the new best friends, make
We're
their way.
The two best friends that anyone could have. What were you saying about dwarves earlier?
The duck has changed him.
Yeah, I'm actually like chaotic good now.
Let me tell you something, brother. A little thing called love.
Alright, so we're going to the bottom of this haunted boat.
Yeah, so you're going to the bottom of this haunted boat. You go to the hull of the boat, but nothing's there. You pass like 12 or so cannons that are facing in both directions.
Yeah, we gotta use those.
Cannonballs. Fire, like gunpowder, but barrels of gunpowder.
How much
go to the bottom of the boat exactly? And you find...
If we were to shoot one at somebody, how much cannon power do we have?
I'll calculate that later.
Okay.
It's not going to be an issue.
Or the calculation super algorithm.
Yeah. So you all make your... you both make your way to the bottom of the boat, past the cannons, to the very bottom floor. It's damp, and there seems to be provisions. Boxes of what appears to be hardtack and salted meat.
So doesn't sound very tasty.
Score.
No, but it's good food.
Salty.
Yeah.
Salty meat on the crusty semen.
Oh, man.
Just wait till we fire our load at somebody. They did say we're getting bored, so.
We're keeping that end right there. You do hear the knocking, but it appears to be coming from under the boat.
Well, I can't swim.
Can Dragon Face canonically not swim?
I don't think dragons can swim. I'm not saying that's a no.
You can swim as good as any normal person.
Well, I don't.
Maybe his Dragon Face can't swim. We can't tell him how to live.
Yeah, okay.
I did already jump into the water to swim to shore, so I'm gonna hand swim.
Sort of flop to shore.
Can I use his fire breath to propel him? Sure. Alright. Okay, so I go to Mazzetto. I'm like, hey, Mazzetto, I don't think I can swim under the boat. I don't want to either. Let's just ignore it.
I don't know how I'd swim either. I have armor on.
That's a fair point.
Let's have someone we care about at least do it.
Steve's out!
Is that Bumbox still here?
Bumbox! I'd be alive in Duckface's stomach.
Guys, hello!
Can't we just have the duck look under the boat?
I don't want to risk Duckface to go look under the
boat. He's a giant duck.
He's already in the water.
Giant freaking shark under there.
That's what ducks do. They dip under the water.
I can't just talk to the duck, man.
Yeah, you can. You own him.
I can talk to the... Wait, no, I can't. You can talk to small beasts.
I assume he's basically like a horse, so I can't be like, no, horse, go check this for me. But I can ride him places and guide him.
Maybe.
I mean, I assume.
So far, he's gone basically in a straight line south, so...
Well, he helped, like, eat somebody for us, so I assume that's...
Maybe he's chaotic evil, too.
And he dodged all those cannons.
He did dodge all those cannons when I, like, used his range.
The knocking, while you two were discussing the fact that you want to ignore it, the knocking appears to be coming up the ship now.
It's Morse code!
Up the side of the ship.
Alright, let's get on those cannons. It's just like Pirates of the Caribbean 2 with that big squid thing.
Up the side of the ship?
Well, by the time you
I'm going to look over the side of the ship again.
Yeah, Tony would hear that from the top of the boat, so we can totally
hear my elfish ears.
and Winston's elfish ears.
As High King Sibo peers down the deck, he sees what appears to be some sort of humanoid with green skin and like a full face covering helmet and full plate armor.
Oh, we're gonna take
clawing
all
up the ship.
How can we see his skin?
Shit!
How can we see his skin if he's wearing full plate armor?
Guys! Holy shit, guys!
And
there's a ghost!
What's this SIBO do? You want a SIBO stack?
Hey, jinkies, guys, we gotta go back up to the top.
The whatever creature or person notices you freaking out and makes its way faster
up the boat.
Up the boat, yeah. Finally getting on deck. No, who's on deck?
The poop deck?
I think me.
You two. You
we
two
we would probably go back up.
Are you walking up?
I assume we
can
go back up.
Yeah, we can go back up.
Hey, Mazzetto, we should probably go back up there.
I always keep Zao and...
Let them not get murdered.
Yeah. So our steam bob back
up. Well, it's night, right? So probably some people are, like, sleeping.
But we're going to wake them.
It's night.
We'll wake their asses up.
Yeah, it's night.
Yeah. I would yell, Zao, and Zao would appear at my side. Bob and Steve would be in the crow's nest, because they're Bob and Steve.
Yeah, Bob and Steve, that's their...
They are homosexual lovers.
They're brothers. Don't be gross. They're
brothers and lovers.
All right.
So, the armored creature gets on deck and spots Lenny Swifthands, points at it, is like, Swifthands!
All right, let's give Swifthands this.
And charges.
Oh! You. This is Swifthands.
The.
I don't actually say that.
Yeah. The creature or whatever obviously recognizes you and starts running at you, sword drawn.
Are we up yet or no?
Yeah, you're up.
We're up. Okay.
Holy shit, guys! Help!
I go back below deck.
Guys, do we burn the ship down?
I don't think I'm going to be able to persuade my way out.
I don't think
this is definitely not a persuasion.
Yeah, I'm prepared to roll for initiative.
wait, guys, let's think about this.
What is there to think about? I say we engage him in combat.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to.
I agree.
Oh, I got a 2.
I got 18, guys. I'm leading the charge on this one.
I got a 2.
Is there another D20?
Okay, that works.
There is like 100 D20s, Andrew.
It's
D&D.
We
that's
have
not
so many.
It's not a 20.
It's not?
No. I guess, there we go. Okay. All right, I got an 18.
Okay.
10.
Yeah, 10.
I got a 3.
I'm going to beat the shit out of
still better
guy.
Than Seabolt. All
right, let's go over it again. 18, 10,
10,
10.
Are we the only ones awake right now?
Or is that Zao's so probably awake.
Which should roll for Zao?
We're going to say just is not here.
Oh, 18. Yeah. All right, so me and Zao are going to kick the show.
Zao got 19.
Oh, Zao's going to go first.
Okay, get to rolling.
Hey guys, it's the DM, Clark. The current fight, and in fact a lot of future fights, were full of failed rolls and rule questions that turn them into hour-long or sometimes longer affairs. So I'm gonna start taking the best moments of these fight scenes to help summarize them. If you like it that way, or if you prefer the old way, please feel free to let us know at our Twitter at Legion of Renob. Alright, we set? Let's go!
So, the creature's about 40 feet in front of Dragon Face and Mazzetto, about 20 feet away from Lenny Swifthands, and 20 feet away from a frightened SIBO.
Oh, jeez!
Okay.
Dragon Face
is up.
Hope you're pissed.
Alright, I'm walking up to this dude. I'm gonna stab the shit out of him.
Alright. Yeah!
Got a 17, which, what do I have to add?
Nothing. You're good.
Okay.
Now you roll for damage.
Here we go. Suck a dick! 5 and 3.
Dragon Face impales the armored creature, but it appears to be doing okay.
Wait, is he even bleeding?
Yeah. He's okay better than he was, or worse than it was before?
Slightly.
Okay. What the hell?
Yeah.
He's like undead or a ghost or something.
Probably. No, I'm stabbing him.
We can see if some magic gets him going, hopefully.
Gets him going.
Gets
him going.
We're gonna really turn
gets
him
his gears turning.
I get him going, mean like set on fire.
Oh, yes.
Alright, well, somebody else.
Maybe don't set him on fire because I don't want my new ship to get burned.
Let's just burn the ship down.
Is that up, please?
Okay, I'll cast Sacred Flame on it.
Ooh. How does Sacred Flame work?
Flame like radiance.
Oh, you could try to turn undead too.
I don't have it.
Is it level 2?
It's.
Is it one of my spells?
It's your channel divinity power.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I always forget. Because we never use it. yeah, okay.
Maybe. Do we know this thing is undead? Can we do a perception check? Or arcana check? And figure out what the heck this thing is before we try and make it undead?
I could ask. Ready to
attack this. You could ask the thing.
Is that an action?
Are you a ghost?
No, talking doesn't take an action.
I would like... while Dragonface is holding it back with two tridents in its abdomen, I'd like to yell, are you talking about me?
The creature or whatever stops for a moment.
Still impaled.
Still impaled, but not giving any sort of shit about being impaled.
Which is weird.
Pulls off its helmet and...
it's Lenny!
Exactly what I was thinking!
Looks you dead in the eye. It's your old partner in crime, Kimmy Quickfingers.
It's his lover! Wait, were they lovers?
Kimmy! Didn't think you'd survive down that mine shaft.
Mine shaft! You left me for dead!
Don't take it personally.
Is Kimmy a good human? Or
yeah.
How is it?
Yeah, I assume green wasn't human.
Yeah. Pale sort of dead skin.
Well, honey, leaving you for dead seems like the right choice.
I was down there for 3 weeks.
So, how are you here?
My bee.
So,
you were never the stupid quick hands. I'm dead, you idiot.
Congrats.
Now we know she's a ghost. Listen, can you charm her? Do you have charm? Can you charm a ghost?
No, I have a history. I might be able to persuade this.
Do it!
One attempt.
If I can't kill her in one hit, then it's probably lost cause.
Yes, she's dragging herself through your trident.
This has never happened before.
So how was being dead? I'm sorry, but... really didn't think you'd survive that fall, and I was sort of right.
Wanna be a pirate?
I was leading up to that. In hindsight, I was right.
I didn't die on impact. I starved. Don't be dumb.
She's got a pretty gravelly voice. You did a good choice.
She's giving out crucial information.
She's totally dead. I said she was down there for 3 weeks.
So dead bodies could be down there, dead on impact, then down there, then resurrected.
I got a plan. We have what's his nuts that took away our dicks. We break our. Your thing is stop attacking, and he brings her back to life. Or at least you could lie and say that's what we're doing. And we fight her later when we're higher level.
Mizzetto still is yet to take his turn, and apparently his turn.
I was waiting for the one.
Yeah, I'm sorry, persuade. I'm not done. Okay. But Your Honor, I'm not finished. If you could put that clip in, that'd be great. I do look just like Aaron Eckhart, by the way.
Carbon fiber, 28 caliber, made in China. If you want to kill a public servant, Mr. Maroney, I recommend you buy American.
Get him out of here.
But Your Honor, I'm not done.
So, okay, so I understand you're upset. Understandably upset.
As these two tridents are sleeping.
You came on... Well, I don't blame Dragonface here. You came on a little strong. I think we can work through this. I admit, I shouldn't have left you for dead. You know, I just thought of something. I've got to switch back to Lenny. I got one wish coming to me. At the end of this crazy, weird quest, I get a wish. How would you like to come back to life? I'm a pirate now. I'm a pirate captain. Look at this pant. And I, first mate, Kimmy.
Kimmy. I forgot your name. We ran together for what, 5, 4 years? I don't know.
In elf time, that's nothing.
That would be nothing.
Are you firing Mazzetto? Mazzetto, are you?
No, Mazzetto knows I'm lying. Mazzetto knows me. We've been together for 2 days. He knows Lenny.
I mean, we should still kill her.
We had a good start.
I feel like Mazzetto probably thinks the undead is like an abomination to God.
Mazzetto, well, I mean, of course we're going to kill her, you idiot. Yeah.
Mazzetto knows you, but unfortunately, so does Kimmy Quickfingers.
Yeah, she's probably getting quite a good finger in.
Kimmy, I've changed.
He says, rolling the persuasive dice. Go ahead.
14 go plus well so persuade. What else? Oh, 20.
Not enough.
What?
It might be immune to being...
That's a perfect roll.
No, it's not.
Oh, I thought it was.
I have the impression it was.
Like a 30 is pretty much the best we can do.
This is, for your information, this is a thing called a revenant.
Oh.
It's an undead creature who seeks one person.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to convince a ghost. Okay.
We already established he was a ghost.
Well, I thought he was like a Casper ghost, not a vengeful ghost.
Not a vengeful.
They're all ghosts.
No, sometimes they're just crooked real estate for agents and masks.
No one fools Casper, alright? And no one's going to fool this thing either.
Okay,
Turn undead.
Yeah. Well, anyone have any cool ideas? Because I think Mazzetto is just going to set her on fire.
Wait, you're turning undead?
I'm not becoming undead.
Yeah, Mazzetto wills himself to become a zombie.
What does
that spell do?
It's basically he calls upon the power of his god, and then the god's like, the holy power is activated! And then all undead within like 30
Ghost
feet
Rangers.
Run away. Did she beat a 14 wisdom save?
She did not. So... Kimmy Quickfinger's eyes light up with the holy glow which Andrew casts upon it.
Oh, I believe it's my turn.
Yeah. Start punching this bitch.
You read my mind.
You go real well for convincing later, but...
Kimmy! I'm sorry, but you're dead! So I'm going to stab you.
I'm going to double kill you. I'll make you a ghost of a ghost.
Can't do nothing about that, baby.
I think I'll be able to pickpocket her, because that would be really badass.
Yeah, you should try.
Re-dead.
What would she have in her pocket?
Oh, I don't know. She was wearing nice armor. It was physical enough for her to take off.
We just kill her and then take that.
Undead money.
Ghost money.
Ghost
money. Try to use your ghost dollars.
Well, yeah, like the perception check or what? What would it be? Sleight of hand? Just to look to see if she has anything I could try and steal?
Roll for sleight of hand.
Not a good start.
Yeah, 11.
Because Kimmy Quickfingers was recently turned undead, so she's kind of dazed, it was enough to reach into her pockets and pull out what
don't
appears
bless him.
A dildo.
What?
A vulgar.
I mean, I assume the ghosts need to get
loose.
What do I get?
You reach into her pockets and you get a scrap of paper.
That sounds boring.
All right, I'll attack.
On this scrap of paper...
I think
even
it says, fuck you.
Even though it's been long since waterlogged and is basically, you can't really see it because she was walking through the ocean.
She was banking on Lenny getting it and just says, fuck you, Swift Hands.
It's a picture from what appears to be the caricature artist from the circus that you worked at of you and Kimmy Quickfingers.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. Lenny Swift Hands has no emotions.
I think Lenny is evil
anyway.
Than Dragon Face at this point.
Changed us all.
What am I supposed to do? It's not like I don't even think I dated her.
I
she wasn't really
you
my
guys
type.
At least had like nasty sex for sure.
only like twice. We were riding high after a heist,
and she rode you.
Oh,
that's a high five.
I am attacking.
Yeah.
Kimmy, I'm sorry. I'll try and get a priest to resurrect you and make you not evil. Love you. One.
He can't do it. He can't bring himself to punch her.
Oh, I love you too much.
Slap that bitch.
Oh, yeah, no. That's a negative. Kimmy Quickfingers, even though she's in this turned undead daze. She still gives you a nasty look.
Now it feels a lot like real life.
Yeah. Welcome to Tinder.
Oh.
All right. It's now Kimmy's turn, correct? Because you go after
her. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's gonna run.
She's gonna run.
Yeah, she's out of there.
Alright, so...
So she sort of...
How many she move?
She jumps off the ship.
Alright, Duckface beats her.
Yeah!
I ordered Duckface to eat her.
Okay. Is that what you...
I don't think...
Well, is Duckface awake?
Is he on the right side of the ship?
I don't know. I feel like she might kill Duckface. Yeah, I'm not sure if I want to try it.
You can still go around, though.
I don't know. I feel like it's a bad idea because...
I'm a couple coma.
I'm gonna say let's not do that because she'll probably like do that with Hercules to do that giant like lizard thing and like cut him off from the inside.
That sounds about what would definitely
happen. So let's not do that.
Yeah.
Alright. So Dragon or Duckface will not eat.
Duckface is not going to eat the Revenant.
It's a bad idea.
Her name is Kimmy.
Kimmy Quick. Winston will definitely bend in the near future.
Sibo, it's your move.
I like how you got cold hands.
Oh, and she's over the side of the boat.
She's over the side.
She's probably too far for me to get to.
Wipe the water on fire.
You could attack her with
I wish I could do that.
Cannons!
We should shoot her with cannons, though.
That would take a while to actually prop them.
Also, do any of you know how to do that?
I would figure it out.
I feel like I could do that personally.
Cannons are you probably you could, a ball in there and light
there's
a
good, there's I've seen a good chance you might be. Because you don't know how to do it.
We can buy
we have like 100 cannons. Fine. We almost killed Duckface, so I know we got a shit ton.
I'm gonna run as far forward as I can. I'm gonna cast Chromatic Orb target.
We're doing really well getting that.
I'm gonna
charge
fire, and I got a 17.
Okay.
Versus AC. 16 points of damage, fire damage.
Kimmy Quick Fingers, while she was in the water, her torso was. Blasted with a fireball.
She's fine.
Yeah. Because she was in the water, you did not set fire to the ship.
Thank God.
Well, a terrible
idea.
She was
also
off the ship.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, now we're going back around.
How does she
this
look?
Is our first. She's okay.
Yeah. What the hell?
It's right. Fine.
Guys, this is not going well.
So we're this is our first ever round two of
you're right. Usually we need to shoot out everything in one round.
I'm pretty proud of this.
But does this thing have like 300?
It probably has a shit ton of HP.
Zhao's turn.
I think undead typically.
Well, what are we supposed to do like, to this thing? It's like running away. We can't even get to the thing.
It's in the water now. It got as far away as it could.
And it's just it's 30.
Can we jump in the water after it?
You could.
It's 30 feet away from,
it's 3 feet of water. So I didn't even walk through. I'm like 9 feet tall.
You're 8 feet tall.
I get some kind of height advantage, right?
Don't mess with the cannon.
This is like HeroScape.
Yeah, I'd say it's okay.
So he crits on his chest.
Then it, my second attack?
Bonus yeah, might as well roll both attacks.
Second crit.
So
two crits!
Zao shoots her in both eyes.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Now she's also blind.
Zao whips his crossbow
we'll call her blinding too.
And fires two precision shots, blinding Kimmy Quickfingers. Yep. Here's Kimmy Quickfingers is hurt and blinded. But she's not yet stopped.
This is some bullshit. Alright, I'm gonna go to the side of the thing. Because it's my turn now.
Yeah.
Go to the side of the thing and breathe awesome dragon breath on her.
What a great idea.
Okay.
Wait, if I do that, I'm on the edge of the ship, so it's not gonna burn the ship.
You'll be safe.
You're like leaning over the edge.
Like,
Alright. How tall is the ship, though?
Yeah, that's
you might want to try something else because this ship can't be 15 feet tall, right?
Yeah, he'd probably just jump overboard and then do the fire.
Yeah. Well, then we get murdered.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't jump
after Lenny more than anyone. Mm-hmm.
Still gonna try to
have my great idea that she won't be able to find me.
Okay,
she's
I'm gonna jump anyway. Over it after. All right, so now I'm in Trident range there.
Yeah, you're in Trident range. No. Roll for advantage. Just roll 2d12.
11 and 12.
Plus your okay, so you did hit, dragon face. Roll for damage.
Oh yeah, I got two, and also I can do an extra. Well, it's only once I can do that, right?
Yeah,
the extra thing which I
you
already
have to,
use.
You have to rest afterwards.
Which I already use. So oh shit, here we go again. Yeah. 16, like Andrew said.
Okay. 16.
How does that do?
So Dragon Face puts both feet on the railing of the ship and takes a mighty leap with both tridents in his hands, bringing them down on Kimmy Quickfinger's shoulder blades, piercing both of them.
Metal.
Show gangster.
She's got two tridents in her hand.
She's
two arrows.
She's just terrified of Mazzetto.
Oh, no!
She's got porcupine at this point.
Yeah, so Dragon Face, you're still hanging on to her, but...
She's fine?
She's still standing, yeah.
What the hell?
Kimmy, you shouldn't have come back!
Is she looking at least pretty messed up at this point? Like,
she's got arrows in her
I would
eyes,
think so, but she's fine!
Yeah, no, but she's still standing.
Alright, well, somebody hit her with something heavy.
Whose turn is it?
Someone have a large rock.
They're going to throw rocks over the edge. Alright, rolling for Bob. Bob got it. Good?
Okay. Any rocks at plus 5?
They probably have a high strength modifier.
4 damage, and then rolling for Steve. That's a 13.
Okay.
And 5 damage.
Okay, so both the rocks managed to narrowly miss.
Where are these rocks from?
They have them. Oh. They're in their inventory.
That's weird.
Yeah. Why are they carrying out big rocks? I don't know. They're weird. They're kobolds. I don't know what kobolds
they use them for their sex stuff.
Sex stuff. Oh, yeah, they're rocks with holes carved in them.
So, Bob and Steve both toss these mighty rocks.
They're dragon homosexuals, guys, so it's not like I'm being prejudiced. All right, go ahead.
The good old kids out there are going to be so ashamed. So both the Bob and Steve throw these mighty rocks overboard, and they both narrowly miss Dragon Face, smacking Kimmy Quickfingers in the head. She's pretty damaged. It looks like you can sort of see her brains right now.
But she's fine!
Her dead brains?
Yeah.
She's like undead.
Someone, Zal, exactly. Shoot her in the brains!
Alright, whose turn is it now?
I think it's Andrew.
Is that a...
Andrew's or Lenny, since you both rolled the same.
Is that a...
Okay. Yeah, with that wait, ghost thing again.
You try and,
no, I can't do much.
If you run forward, she'll have to persuade again.
It seems like she might be... more willing now.
You threatened. She's almost dead.
I don't have any threatened.
I do.
I have minus 1 intimidate because I'm so beautiful.
Can I just stay there and skip?
Yeah.
I have plus 4 intimidation.
Because we have pretty good advantage from the ship, so.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll just stay there.
That's fair. Well,
thanks, Andrew.
Good turn.
Hanging out over here. Why'd he do something useful?
I mean, 3 feet of water, he'd be up to like his neck or his shoulders.
That's true.
I can't run off the ship anyway. I can only move 25.
I'll move to the edge of the boat. As I'm going there, I use my Master of Intrigue, which allows me to mimic the speech pattern and accent of a creature that I've heard speak for at least 1 minute and pass myself off as a native speaker.
I'm ghost.
Boo!
Alright.
I can basically imitate someone perfectly.
So I yell, I imitate. Damn, I was going to do Sibo because I can do his voice. Well, whatever, I'll do Sibo's voice. Lenny, why are you running below deck? Because,
what?
Kimmy cannot see me. So, but my hope is Kimmy will now think Lenny's below deck and not pursue me. Anyway, attack with crossbow.
And as Lenny does that, have this going in the background. Go ahead.
Only 10 seconds though, because we don't want to get sued.
I would also like to use my.
Oh my god. Okay, that's enough.
I can't get sued.
Stop it. I want to get sued. Stop it.
I got 12.
12 plus your modifier?
No, 12 total.
That would be a negative.
Alright.
This is not working well.
She doesn't know where I am.
While Dragonface is still clinging to her corpse,
lying around,
she crawls back up the ship.
What the hell? It's all the gold. What's really holding on these tridents?
Yeah.
I don't like this. Guys, shoot you at swift hands.
Guys, I'm gonna be honest. I thought this trident jump thing was gonna kill her.
Oh man.
So, at least you didn't break your bones again.
So,
yeah, right?
Clark, what's going on here? Like, this?
Shouldn't that slow her down, though?
I feel like it should. She's got
Christ. No,
she's got dragon face weighing her down.
Yeah, I'm a pretty heavy guy.
She's got plus four strength.
So do I. You're like pulling her down.
Plus eight.
Oh, looks like she would have had to get past Bob or Steve. Then she has to roll a.
Oh, okay, so she can attack Bob or Steve. That sounds good.
No,
She was probably smart enough not to do that.
Sibo's right. She would have played it safe. I know Kimmy. She was a smart one. Until she fell down that mine shaft.
When you pushed her down.
It was a different time. It was a slippery time.
Well, let's see, man. You guys, like, do whatever.
Don't worry, Kimmy. Man. I'll get a rope. 3 weeks later.
Kimmy, I banged your sister too.
All right,
Kimmy. I'm sorry. I'm not coming back for you.
The hiking Sibo's turn once more.
Do something useful.
He set the through a fire spell. So
and he told us to use the holy thing.
Yeah, that worked out well.
Yeah, we're gonna. Seeing as it's night, and I'm assuming we're gonna sleep 8 more hours after this.
Go nuts.
I'm gonna cast enlarge on dragon.
Oh my god!
How big is this going to get? I don't want to destroy my ship.
Double all dimensions. Weight increases by
16 feet tall.
So he is 16 feet and 8 times however heavy he was.
Oh, I'm pretty badass.
You have advantage on safe check, and each weapon deals plus 1d4 damage.
Yeah, is the ship stable enough for that?
It's pretty heavy.
The mists to one side is.
I was expecting more just like...
What the fuck? Yeah.
Come over here.
Some thick boards.
We'll see.
This is what's happening.
That's what I want to hear.
So Dragon Face is like Dragon Face Undy Chuck. And he's like 16 feet tall.
Godzilla roar.
Yeah.
That's like a bird or something.
Oh my god, I can't do with Godzilla.
We can put it up. Put it in post.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
definitely do that.
Okay, so Dragon Face is now 16 feet tall.
Is my strength like a million now? It should be.
He also takes up that much space.
Double strength modifier, right? Or he gets
only advantage on strength checks.
Okay.
But the big thing is that he deals plus 4, 1d4 weapon damage on each of his attacks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So here we go.
Zao's turn. Round 3!
I'm gonna kill her and I'm like not gonna do anything.
It's okay. We get to be big.
We have an enormous dog in our head.
Okay. Is that roll 16? With a bonus, that's 21. Attacking with katana.
Okay. Roll for katana. Oh.
That would be a 6.
So Zao takes his sword, holds it sort of underhanded, and shoves it into Kimmy Quickfingers' stomach, then rips it to the right, and her guts sort of fall out, and he yells, "Super cool!"
And Kimmy yells, "Who did that? I can't see!"
Still alive after that?
Yeah.
Oh my
god!
She's been
dead.
Yeah, she's
like, is she kicking zombie. Still? Alright, well, I'm huge, so I'm gonna beat the shit out of her.
Alright, we'll beat the shit out of her.
That's the most dragon face line in the world.
Alright. Okay, intimidation is a separate thing.
Yeah.
It'll probably take an action to do that.
Well, I'm not gonna waste time with that then. Although I feel like she should be pointing intimidated.
How are you
gonna
intimidate
a 16 a 16 foot tall dragon?
All she's thinking about is attacking one.
We're trying to persuade. We're trying to intimidate. It's a zombie.
Whatever. All right. Well, here we go. I got a 6 plus.
What would it be? Plus 4,
or what do I add on to this thing?
6 plus 7, so 13 for the roll. Versus AC.
Okay. Yep. Now do your damage.
Just barely. All right. So I roll two 6 die and then the 4 die. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Twice.
Well, no. You roll 1d6 plus the 4.
Oh, okay. 1d6 is a 4 plus the other 4 is a 4.
So that's 8.
Plus 5.
Plus 5.
Okay.
Is she dead 13 now?
That was 1.
One giant trident. Dragon face.
13 for 1 trident?
Yes. One of the tridents does 13. You want to roll your second attack?
Let's just make sure she's dead. Yeah, here we go. So the second attack dice is... Eight.
Well, roll your second attack. Right, see if the second one hits.
It's a 15, so I'm definitely hitting with that one.
Yeah.
And now this one I'm rolling. It's a 5. Plus...
The day Dragonface says, I don't want to attack, it's the day I don't want to play.
2. So 7 on that one.
12 points for that one. So 13 plus 12 is 25 points of damage.
I'm going to murder you!
Right. Oh man. So Dragonface takes one of his trines and sticks it through Kimmy's torso, takes the other one and sticks it through her butt, lifts it into the air, and tears her in half. Kimmy's dead. Alright, again.
Damn time. Alright, so I'm taking her armor.
Okay, I dispel it's enlarge.
It's destroyed now. Damn, does she have anything worth taking on her?
She had that picture.
Should I keep trying to
throw it overboard? No, money's all about the future.
What was the armor made of?
It was metal.
Ectoplasm.
It was spooky metal.
So there's really not a whole lot I can do with it.
It was probably really destroyed.
You can have a helmet, though.
If it's haunted metal, can I make a horseman's head taker?
Yes.
So I've got her. What kind of helmet was it?
It's probably just a crappy cosmetic.
Shut up! It's a nice helmet.
It's a black helmet. Which for some reason you can't really see through it. And Sibo notices it appears to be irradiating something magical.
Isn't it like damaged though? Because I mean, we saw her brain.
No, she took it off at the beginning.
Oh yeah.
That's
so Dragonface has Kimmy's helmet. Just write that down.
I wrote it down. Black helmet.
You'll have to get it appraised later.
Sibo, what magic shit is on this thing?
I don't know, Dragonface. Maybe you should take some time to get to know it. Well, you rest.
I won't just rest since we just had a huge fight anyway.
Check what else is going on.
I dispel enlarge on Dragonface so it goes back to normal size.
Took it.
So you don't have a giant Dragonface walking around.
So, good fight, guys. Glad
Kimmy's dead.
None of us took damage the whole time.
No, that was the thinking with the...
Well, we basically knocked her off the ship and then just took pot shots.
Throw rock!
Mazzetto and High King Sibo, get yourself flop points, both of you, for that clever use of using your brains.
What about me talking my way out of it? Telling her that I ran below deck.
It was a vengeful revenant, and it would have seen through your bullshit.
With no eyes?
Even with no eyes.
It found you here, after being...
Yeah, that's true. Magic.
How much EXP, though?
Everyone gets... 300! Yay! Except the Justa.
Yeah.
Obviously, because she wasn't here.
What's the requirement for level 3?
We are at level 3 at 900.
Oh, okay.
Level 4 is 2700. Okay, what else does this lady got on her?
As you search the body, you notice that the glow from her eyes sort of dissipates.
Mm-hmm.
And a odd sort of orb leaves her body.
Was it a shard? Did we get a shard?
I was really hoping.
No. This yellow glowing translucent orb quickly exits sight.
Like it shoots off into the sky?
No.
Like an eco-friends crystal?
From you guys. No, not like an eco-friends Winston's comic that he's writing the crystal.
Everybody look at it. It's awesome.
Mother Nature and the ecofriends.com. We gotta buy that URL.
We got t-shirts. We don't though right now.
Am I familiar with this phenomenon?
Okay. Yeah, I'd say Sibo knows what that is.
Should I roll for it?
No.
Okay.
For I'm gonna say Sibo is aware of magical properties from now on.
Okay.
So if people have magical questions or questions about creatures,
High Arcana check, so it would be like just let me check for it, and the chances are I'll probably get it anyway.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
10.
Yeah, that's fine. So from what you know of legends you've read about revenants, that would be the revenant's soul that just left its body.
peace out. I pour out some for Kimmy.
Some of that Four Loco from the Captain's Cabin.
Can I take the broken armor?
Yeah, but it's not useful.
Hey, this is my good friend. We're just desecrating our corpse. I'm just kidding. I get first dibs.
No, but it could probably be reforged, right?
Yeah, spoken like a dwarf.
Unless Dragonface wanted the broken armor.
I just like the helmet.
Okay, I'll take the armor.
Because Dragonface texted.
So let's rest, and then first thing in the morning, we will head off to the forest.
That sounds good.
Agreed. Let's do it. No more ghost girlfriends going to be coming back tonight.
Oh, gosh. I left a lot of girls at the bottom of mine shafts.
So everybody, give yourself your stuff back. Mm-hmm.
I didn't lose them.
That was too gangsta.
Chris, you'll probably, if you study that artifact,
I study it.
Did Dragonface take out his spectacles?
As I have a tendency to do now. You have very circular nerd glasses.
I'm a notary, brother.
Why is Dragonface only Hulk Hogan when you talk?
Because that's how I want him to be voiced.
Oh, okay.
So what is this black helmet? I studied it.
The helmet, you will need to bend it, the front metal piece.
Like earth bending or air bending?
No, literally take the metal because you can't wear it otherwise.
Okay.
But while you wear it, you have an advantage against spells.
So I have to like have this weird deformed helmet because it doesn't fit my giant head.
Yeah.
That is so dragon face.
I love it. Keep it.
You got it's that?
Like, it's all shitty.
You got that, your tattoo,
like
your
one on.
He can't even see.
The dragon face is only closed on his helmet and his one claw.
It's helmet that doesn't fit.
I had armor. I have like a scale armor or something like that.
Yeah, but when I draw them, I won't draw it.
I just imagine it as a scale loincloth.
Made of his own scales.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's disgusting.
As he shed like a snake, he puts shit back on him with clothes.
Okay. All right. So in the morning, the gnomes arrive, finally. It took damn time.
Sorry we're late, Hiking Sibo.
You're fired.
We've got little legs, so it takes us a little longer.
I shrug it like, yeah, I know I'm a gnome too.
Gnome problems, am I right?
Gnome problems.
Maybe you should have chuck a giant duck over here.
You didn't get your own duck yet?
Yeah, where's your guys' ducks at? Ducks are the only way to travel.
Okay, I'll just, like, get them situated and introduce them to the rest of the crew and then be ready to head off, I guess.
We tell them to stay, keep your asses on this boat, or you can lose it, we're gonna hang you.
You're not the boss of me!
See what he says. Not everything, mind you. Only the things that make sense.
Sibo said to give me your wallet.
Oh, man. All right, so are we heading somewhere on the duck?
Not everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just head off to the forest.
To the forest.
In the forest.
So, everyone gets aboard the duck.
Quack.
The duck looks back at his dragon face. Dragon face, do you grab the duck face?
Well, I have duck reins.
Yeah.
Didn't think we'd hear that when we started the game. I have duck reins.
So it lets forth a mighty quack. And it tears through the plains again.
I thought we were taking it around on the water.
Are you taking it in the water?
That was the plan.
That's news to me.
I think it would be a
smarter decision. Yeah, I thought we were going over land.
Yeah.
Are we going over land?
Yeah, because if we were taking it in the water, why wouldn't we take the ship? We're taking it...
Why don't we take the ship?
Because we don't know...
The gnomes are here now. We can just do whatever.
Because we don't know if there's a beach around here. It could just be cliff. Do you want to fight sea monsters? We just spent like four turns killing my ex-girlfriend. Imagine how long a sea monster will
take. There anyway.
All right, fine. We jump on land and we go.
Howdy. So you tear through the plains and on your way, you finally reach what appears to be the tree line, and the duck stops in its tracks. It doesn't want to move any farther.
Senior Quackers, what's wrong?
Probably doesn't like trees.
He probably doesn't want to run through.
It probably can't go through it anyway.
He doesn't want
to
run.
I don't know if I want to take it through a bunch of trees.
He's probably never seen trees before.
We'll park them.
Be sure to put the lock on it.
Yeah, like a bike lock around his neck.
So heavy he can't move. Alright, yeah, we'll leave the duck here.
Well, can we trust that it'll just sit there?
We'll tie its reins up to it. Like
tie its duck reins
on
a tree.
Give
it's
some,
like a horse.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, some seeds or whatever.
It's a tough call. I'm going to guess people probably won't mess with a giant duck.
It's already,
I'm not worried about people messing with it.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
It's already bonded to Dragonface.
They're just soulmates. Like a
Dragonface found love.
It's like getting a German Shepherd and like a dog. It's just like my spirit animal.
A giant duck-shaped German Shepherd.
So as the adventuring party enters the forest, it appears that their entrance is blocked by a stream, a glowing stream.
What color?
Currently, it's glowing blue.
Wait, why? Let's walk through it.
At the edge of the stream appears to be a man, but it's not quite a man. It's a hideously grotesque half beaver, half man.
I don't think he's gonna have very many hit points. Let's just kill it.
Between you and the stream between you guys.
Let's just shoot him there.
I'd like to try and talk to him.
As Tone's setting up the battle formation.
The beaver looks up at you solemnly.
Hello!
It doesn't respond.
Do you speak beaver?
I'm an elvish, dwarvish, ogre, goblin. No. I yell in goblin. That means hello.
Your nonsense does not fade.
It's that beaver guy.
Does he say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's like yelling gibberish at him.
Is it like a
I got a reaction. Can we cross the stream?
Much like life, if the dween you cannot cross.
Why not?
It will send your soul to some place.
I think we should just risk it.
Can't we just push a tree over the stream or something?
You can try. Yeah.
Can we cross the stream by pushing a tree over it and crossing it like a bridge?
I have a hand axe, so we can try to cut down a tree.
Hey, he does have a hand axe.
Mr. Beaver, I asked you a question.
You can probably cut down the tree for him.
Well, ask the question, because what if we start walking over it on our bridge and then our souls get taken away? Alright, we should have killed him.
Well, he's an idiot, so let's just do my plan and cut down this damn tree.
Alright, I go forth.
Alright, so you're cutting the tree.
Cut down the tree.
Dragonface takes his hand axe, goes to a nearby tree, and starts whacking
at it.
The tree falls in. Yeah, their ends, they're all ends. Dude, what the, that was Steve! That's how good I am at naming things.
It's a common name around here.
So, the tree's not actually alive.
Thank God.
Besides the life that isn't alive.
Shut up, Beaver!
And it falls.
I'm gonna die.
Oh, he's gonna die.
It falls on the stream and dissipates into like a blinding white light.
So is it possible to
cross it? You're not asking questions right.
You probably just go around it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking, how far does this stream go in any direction?
The entire way.
Shit. Is there a bridge?
Is there a bridge?
Shit.
So we're gonna have to take
ask him
around.
How across.
Beaver face! What? Mr. Beaver! How did you get across?
This is my stream. I can go across when I wish.
Do you know anything about a shard?
I
hate me. Oh, damn. Why don't you?
No. I am but a shard of myself.
Oh my god, he's the shard. We have to get him.
We have
to get him on the pirate crew.
No, we just cut him open, we take the shard out of him.
Could we just take the ship around?
Do you
want
to join a pirate crew?
Yeah, why not?
I think that was a much better plan to begin with.
Why don't we go back to the
ship? Back to the ship!
Okay, is that your action?
Yeah, that's way better than anything else we had going on.
What if there were monsters like you said earlier?
Yeah, we lose the ship. We can take them.
Well, what's our other option?
Wait, yeah, I the duck.
So it's a beaver.
He won't
go
into the trees, though.
No, no, take him around in the water.
We're not going to sacrifice our duck. Shut up, manager.
Oh, to float around the coast?
Yeah.
We can fight the sea monsters with us, so we'll be all right. We have, like, arrows and fireballs, and so we're fine. So, okay, well, so there's no way for us to tell Acid's beaver how to cross it.
I don't know, he keeps giving me stupid metaphors, and I hate him. He talks like an AP English teacher.
Just ask him straight up. How to cross the street.
I have.
Ask him.
I think
metaphors.
I did. In the stream of life, does anyone truly cross it?
That was bad.
I was so good at English.
The beaver takes a long, solemn look at Lady Swift's hands at his question, then looks at his hands. And then back at Swift's hands, and he's like, he looks at the stream, and it begins to glow a different color. It's turning yellow.
Oh, you know what? Screw this. I'm just going to cast Misty Step to teleport 30 feet to the other side.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, let the beaver finish first.
Oh, okay.
So,
rough Mr. Beaver.
Tony, shut my zipper.
What's up?
It's
double try.
The beaver spends so long contemplating Lady Swift's hands.
He's now 3 days later.
I should have, like, actually took a second to pause and think of a metaphor.
He phases out of existence, and the stream turns back to its regular blue.
Water blue, right?
Yeah, water blue.
I really wanted to kill that guy, so I'm a little disappointed he's out of existence.
I think that's a fate worse than us murdering him. He no longer exists.
What, is he like a spear beaver? Like, what animal was he?
A beaver man.
Yeah, he's a beaver.
Alright, let's just get across this damn stream before it goes.
Spirit of the forest.
He's the Lorax.
Alright, I think we should triumphantly march across the stream.
They get across the stream! Yay! Alright, so the crew can continue if they wish, or they can turn around for some reason.
Well, we're over the river now, so
over
what are we seeing?
Yeah.
Damn it.
To grandmother's house we go.
Alright, so let's keep going. Nope. Grandma's house is where the shard is, though, for real. Alright, so let's just head towards the center of this bitch, because that's probably where this shard is.
Okay. So you make your way through the Drider Wood, and things get a little more spidery.
Alright, let's turn around. I say we burn the forest down.
That's your idea.
And then we kill all the spiders, thereby, and just walk up and take the shard, which I assume is immortal.
Yeah, that won't get burnt.
I don't think there's any rule against it.
I mean, there's certainly not, but it'll probably take a while for the entire forest to go up in flames, and even then, it might not all go on fire.
The spiders will probably die, at least.
I mean, true.
Yeah, but if they don't, then you have a spider army coming
on fire.
Yes. Which needs to be
burning spider.
No, but Andrew does have a potion that turns them into one.
Yeah, I do.
So he should become a spider. Okay.
They're not spiders, they're driders. Yeah. Driders are half spiders, half people.
They're like centaurs, except instead of a horse, it's a spider.
Was it the stalk from
Saga? Oh my god.
Just like that.
I don't want to dance around with these things.
Yeah. The males generally are about the size of a person.
Are they weak? Like, how tough are these things?
Kind of tough. In big numbers, they're very tough. But, you know.
So we're still going through the spidery forest.
Yeah,
gotta get that shard, bro. I want my wish. I want my pirate coat.
I just want the dick. I think we're going for our dicks back, right?
Well, we get two wishes.
Dragon faces. He gets his dick back, and his wish is to get a dick back, so he just gets two dicks.
I think his wish is going to take Trucebreaker's dick.
Oh, that's a good wish.
I don't have a dick.
I don't think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we already covered that plot.
Okay, so you make your way through the Drider Wood. As you walk through the forest, you feel eyes watching you.
Tons of eyes. Oh, okay.
There has been no actions as of yet, but Are you continuing
It's like we're going through the Bronx. Everyone lock, keep your keys and your wallet in your front pockets and lock your car doors.
Lock your ducks.
I can't believe you left your duck in such a bad neighborhood.
No, he's outside the bad neighborhood.
So, what language do driders speak?
Spider. Common? And
depends what they were, I think.
Oh, they common? Were something in their...
Good, I can
or if they were, like, human, or if they're, you know, goblin. Or...
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Traditionally.
I thought they were born into drider.
They might be.
It's a choice.
It depends on what Clark's lore is, because I know the, like,
Clark
the
lore.
D&D lore, but whatever Clark's lore is.
It's like Clark fashion sense.
He's wearing a plaid button-up, guys.
Yeah, like most young men my age. Anyway.
No one else at the table is wearing plaid, audience.
I wonder if you can hear the pop rocks in the mic.
I was wondering that. Can you hear me?
I can hear both of you.
This time it's not me with the pop rocks.
I asked Tony if he could hear me, and he said no.
Pop rocks. Yeah.
All right, so I yell in common.
No, don't do that. Don't get their attention.
They're staring at us.
So?
What the
fuck? We already got their attention.
Yeah. Don't get their attention, which we already seem to have.
Hi there.
You idiot.
Would anyone like to join my pirate No, sorry. That was a reflex.
Shut the hell up.
All right, Dragonface, what the fuck is your plan? You just want burned in the forest, then have all the spider people attack
Let's
us. Just
walk through the camp forest.
They're all staring at us. They're going to attack us.
They're not going to attack us. Just because they're spiders doesn't mean they're going to attack us.
I think that we have Sergio back, correct?
Yeah.
We have two options. We keep walking, and maybe they don't attack us. Or I yell and say, we mean you no harm. Would they attack us even more?
Probably, because I don't think we're bitches.
I'm going to send Sergio up to, like, scout.
Oh God, he's going to get eaten by a spider.
Well, he can fly. He'll fly up and see what he can see.
Alright, roll a saving throw for Sergio.
See?
What
There's webs, man! It's Spider-Land!
I could just send him back to his pocket dimension at any time. It doesn't matter. What kind?
Dexterity.
13.
Okay, so Sergio bobs and weaves through the webs, but he seems to make it to the very top of the forest.
Okay.
Any notices about 60 spider people around you guys?
Oh, shit.
Good. Sergio, how's it looking?
I can see through Sergio's eyes and hear what he can hear up to a certain point.
So
what do you see?
Hopefully they're friendly.
I really hope Beaver Guy wasn't their friend.
I have no friends in this life. We die alone.
Great Dragon Face, what's your plan?
It was the my god, the
forest.
Masetto, what should we do?
Not listen to Dragon
Face. Okay.
That was nice.
They haven't overtly attacked us yet.
So I'm thinking about letting them know that we mean no threat.
Of course we're no threat, there's 60 of them.
That beaver guy, you could burn down their forest, but yeah, beaver guy was definitely going to attack them.
We try to find...
Should we not tell him about the show?
Like a temple. So just ask them if they've seen a temple around.
Yeah.
All right, spider people. That may or may not be here. We mean you no harm. Even this giant guy that keeps telling you that he means you harm.
I'm going to murder every last one of you.
We're here on a peace mission. We're just trying to find a temple.
Okay, so Lenny Swifthand's words echo through the woods for a short while, and then finally, approaching, appears at about 10 feet tall.
He's taller than me.
She, Dryder woman.
You want to join a pirate crew?
Oh, God.
Spider women, the female spiders, they can eat the main spider.
Yeah.
Good point.
They can eat the dragon face. Also dragon
face. Okay, so
hello there!
Right.
About penetration.
As for your request, the spider
queen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I am the matron of these woods. And as for your request, you are welcome to pass through so long as you plead your fealty to the god El Rifert.
Oh, of course! I don't give a shit. Yeah!
What?
I decline.
Good. Nice knowing you, Mazzetto.
Let's shut up and let her talk.
I thought she was done
talking. Yeah, the cleric's not going to do that. The cleric's not going to fucking do that.
I'm sorry, was the driver done talking?
That was it.
Alright, That's hypothetically. super hypothetical. I'm a crazy guy. What if some idiot was to say no?
Well, the spider woman has sort of those fang thingies, and they sort of click together.
Oh, those are not very fun to look at.
And she leans down face to face with Mazzetto, which is hard because he's short. She's like, well, he hypothetically should have a very good reason.
We like him. Just pretend.
He's covered in all these holy symbols of his God. He's like, oh, no, I don't worship anybody. I don't know.
I love Jesus.
God darn it, Mazzetto. Well, you guys say something.
I already have a God. Is there anything else I could do to have passage?
How about you stay with the duck and we'll walk through? I like
that. Just stay with the duck. Just stay with the duck. The Dreiner matron gives you an eye and she says, well, I appreciate your honesty.
Spiders appreciate honesty.
Ooh, Lenny's not going to do good here.
You are welcome to have passage, but be warned, I cannot hold off everyone who might try and attack you.
Well,
the people, my children all believe in El Riefert because he treats us well. If you step out of line, or if you pledge false allegiance to any god while in our woods, prepare to die.
Guys, let's just trade her the stone we already have and passes get the other shard. And
well, she basically just said, don't fuck around and we'll be fine. That's
none of your daily prayers.
Yeah, it's not 3, it's 3 a.m. You can't go to your mosque.
Insert Islamic music here.
Maybe just a sitar.
Okay, I don't think that would be a problem, right, Mazzetto?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. So, do you know anything about a temple?
I'm doomed.
Why, yes.
We're here to take a shard to the other god.
Dragon Face did not say that.
I did not say that.
Dragon Face, watch yourself. The Dryder points you just further east towards the direction you're heading. A group of travelers sent here by El Riefert already made their way inside. We haven't touched the place.
Oh my god, guys, there's an anti portal.
They're gonna be the exact opposite of it.
A half-elf navy person that loves to give to the poor.
Maybe it's a half-human.
Whoa.
Yeah, the other half is elf.
Johnny Slowfingers, my arch enemy.
Face dragon! My old slaving nemesis.
Oh my god.
You trade gnomes though.
So. Oh,
Hobbits. Which is SIBO backwards.
We talk like this, baby.
Okay, well, I'm excited to meet
low peasant Bos.
Alright, I'm excited to meet our doppelgangers, so let's
El Riefert has kept that temple off limits to us since we were conceived here. But
I have sex with to have you. I do say that.
Oh, good. Gertie. Gertie, Gertie, Gertie. We all die.
So Lenny wants to know more about
the
right,
Lenny,
people.
Hold on a sec. The matron of the forest, the matron of the Dryers, stops what she's saying, looks at Dragonface, and before Dragonface can react...
Why is it always before I can react? Like, I feel like I would see this
Don't get yourself into these situations.
Stings him. From her tail.
I would see
Dragon
that coming.
Face is paralyzed.
I would see that coming. Andrew, heal me.
No, I'm okay.
Okay. Heal off.
You know what? Let's just lift Dragon Face and walk over.
Oh, I wanna
thank her.
I wanna more about.
You know, well,
okay, let's just let him fall onto the ground and be like,
just let him struggle. I don't care.
Yeah.
I wanna know more about this group of adventures before
just
us.
Just letting that pass.
Were they cool or something?
Cool is such an operative word. Yes.
Stronger?
Yes.
Ask him what they look like. What
they look like?
Well, they, there was a man slightly taller than your dragon face here.
Oh, damn it. He's the anti-us.
There was a man with a beard, a little dwarven man, and it looked beautiful. Almost, I would say, more beautiful than that gentleman's.
He's dead.
I believe in one thing only. My beard is the best beard.
This is making me chaotic.
They would not have a duck, so we're okay.
That's and we someone them. Wearing a hood.
Well, pirate hat. At least one of us won.
I couldn't quite catch them. Oh, there was also two very small creatures that I've never seen before following them.
Bob and Steve.
Why are Bob and Steve? They were chosen by the...
evil Bob and Steve.
No, they weren't.
Well, if I know evil Lenny, he'll be recruiting Bob. People, but not for profit. He'll be recruiting them for friendship. Oh, that gay one. God damn
it. All right, so are we going to move on from here? I mean, I'm unconscious, so...
Well, thanks for stabbing my friend. I think we're good to head to the temple. Fellas?
Yeah. Foaming from the mouth, his eyes roll back.
How, well, wait, one quick question. How long will that venom last?
2 hours.
I've waited 1 hour 59 minutes before we leave. Again.
Let's get to the temple first.
I don't want to drag him, though. What if we're attacked?
How far away is the temple?
Why don't you just walk away and have Andrew heal me, like, when you're...
I don't want Andrew to heal you. You need Andrew, to learn consequences.
You have... Oh, shit. You probably shouldn't cast holy spells.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Probably not a good idea, at least until we're into the temple. Let's drag Dragonface into the temple, then Andrew can cast Lesser Restoration to heal his paralysis.
Sounds good.
Would that still be a good idea, though? Because, I mean, it is watched by the god.
It would probably get us on the way out.
We can just hang out for 2 hours.
We could just, like, build a camp at the entrance to the temple.
True. I mean, technically could, maybe.
Or we could just...
Theoretically.
I don't know.
If they don't want us building a camp.
Just dry it. It's better than casting holes.
Well, there you can ask the matron.
Can we build a camp in front of the temple?
Why not?
All right.
Ask if you can cast holy.
It'll just be like Lollapalooza.
Alright, so you guys doing that or what?
Yeah.
Not like good. Let's go to the temple.
How are you
going
to drag this dragon face?
Very careful. Or
you
not
Bob and Steve, you got slaves?
Yeah. All of us will lift him
Bob
equally.
Bob and Steve aren't with you guys.
Yeah, they are. The whole gang is with us.
Really? I
thought yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, my bad. Yeah, never mind.
We left the gnomes. That's why we had the gnomes there, so they can watch this shit.
It's true. They're right. I didn't think you brought Bob and Steve.
Oh, they're here.
Must have missed
it.
They were just quiet during the beaver encounter.
This is really weird.
Alright, so we all what? 7, 8 with Blindy. 8 of us drag Dragonface.
Dragon.
Yeah, now it's Dragonface. We got the name of the episode.
Dragonface Dragon. That's so funny. Damn, the thing I thought of wasn't half that funny. Okay. You do that thing. As you make your way towards the temple, you are constantly watched by the Driders, but that also means that you're relatively safe because there's no monsters patrolling the area. You stop in what appears to be a clearing, and you see a large stone temple with many different tiers. It is maybe... a quarter mile wide, as far as you can see. In front of the temple is a statue of a half-naked man whose feet are...
Which half?
The top. whose feet are covered by what appears to be a tornado, but carved into stone. He has emeralds for eyes and is wearing spectacles.
All right. How high is the statue?
The statue
face. Damn it, Mazzetto, you are a good moral compass. That's why you're my first mate.
Alright, so how long has it been now?
I'd say you probably
I'm back, baby.
I wonder how we can get him stung again. That was glorious 2 hours.
That was 2 hours of beautiful silence.
Yeah, I got to learn about my crewmates. Did you know that Mazzetto is just really into origami? And SIBO, horticulture.
He doesn't know about horticulture. It's canon.
Oh. I don't know. Model sailboats.
That's good.
There we go.
That seems like a thing in eccentric.
I can't have a... normally, I can't go 10 minutes without hearing someone go, let's rape them!
You can approach the statue.
Go into the stupid temple.
I say we go into the temple. I don't want to. The statue seems like
haunted.
I don't want the Pokemon. God to smite us. What do we have to make?
We'll save it when we're making for when we're making our hasty
as you make your way.
Wait, hold on. I want to question our cleric. Typically, do we have to talk to statues or something for good luck before we enter their temple?
Why the hell would we?
Because it's magic.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt to give like peace tweet or anything like how's that.
I ignore it, walk past.
SIBO. I'm gonna talk to the statue.
That's just weird.
Whatever.
Okay. Dragon Face pulls out his iPhone and starts recording right talking to a statue.
Hello statue of El Rifer.
There's a T at the end. It's El Rifert.
T as in tornado.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
It's El Rifert. Are you there, El Reifert? It's me, Lenny.
We're definitely not working against you.
The statue is struck by a mighty bolt of lightning.
What the hell? Why would that work?
Why don't you think it wouldn't? You're a half-dragon that runs a giant duck to work. Why do you not believe in some things?
That would not be weird for them.
You are strangers to this land, and I have not seen you before. I am the god El Reifert. What brings you here?
Booty and boobs.
Cannon.
We shouldn't have talked to the statue. Yeah, you're coming up blank.
Hey, we are treasure hunters.
Don't you dare talk.
You are looking
for don't you dare talk. Dragonface does not talk.
I say that.
Oh, Dragonface said it.
Dragonface gets stung from lightning.
Yeah. I assume he's going to say something to that.
So the Truthbreaker has sent his toadies here.
No, we work alone. I mean, besides each other. You know, alone together.
Isn't Truthbreaker like a frogman? So it's funny that he has toadies.
That's true. Okay, continue.
We continue?
Yeah, you continue. We said our
That's
part.
That's true.
I said we work alone.
We work alone.
I am unable to stop your advancement, but know this. I have my own strong champions who will take you out should they see you.
Well, that's weird. You can't stop us, huh? Sounds like you're a bitch. You can't stop us.
The stone statue gives you a sharp look, snaps its fingers, and the ground below you falls.
Wait, can I couldn't stop
you
us?
Can roll a dexterity check.
Over right just now. Dragon Face?
Over just Dragon Face.
Okay. I'm under Dragon
Face. Shut up, three.
Plus your Dragon dexterity,
face,
right?
Plus one. Four.
Then he just... And then he falls like Bugs Bunny cartoon. Dragon Face appears to fall forever.
That's why he's dead.
And what seems like a possible eternity to him vanishes in a second as the ground comes back up from under him. And he's back on solid ground, right where he was standing.
So I'm just, like, losing my mind at this point.
you're kind of insane.
Well, that was a little uncomfortable.
Can I talk to him now?
Yeah.
Okay. I say that... Okay.
Use your Mazzetto voice.
Yeah.
Use your Mazzetto voice.
I don't have one.
It's just Andrew's.
This is my Mazzetto voice.
While I follow a different god, I don't mean any trespassing.
Or... Now you're gonna get worse treatment.
I want to see if there's anything he would not like me doing in the temple, like
stealing the shard.
holy spells.
Is there anything I can do to like gain your trust? Or... anything like that.
You already work for the Truthbreaker, I know this well. But if you swear your fealty to me...
Yes, Guru, well.
Lenny does! Is that offer on the table for everyone?
Yes.
I swear to you, Mr.
You're gonna lose your ass now.
E-Man?
Yeah. E-Man, Masters of the Universe.
No, E-Man.
E-Man. L. Reifert.
I then lean over to Mizzetto and show that I am crossing two of my swift fingers.
He would totally see since he's a god.
What? No, they're behind my back. I'm facing the statue, but I'm like leaning toward Mizzetto and being like,
I think you can open up a Grounds of Eternity on me. I'm pretty sure you're gonna see that.
Grounds of Eternity. Oh man, that's some solid wordplay right there.
Well, I think we're going to kill this guy by the end, so it's okay if I swear myself.
We'll kill both of them by the end.
The whole island will be gone.
Al Reifert sees through your bullshit.
Shockingly.
Into the pit!
It's less scary if you're just having a dragon face.
Yeah, but dragon face is stupid. He probably isn't thinking about his life while he's in there. It's like, how many people have I murdered in my life?
Just rethinks all over.
Yeah. This is going pretty good, guys. I can sense your lies, foolish mortal. Don't play games with me. I need your unyielding fealty.
I'm on a level with you. I don't really have that. I don't have that for anything.
Very well. I am not allowed to smite you here, but rest assured, if I am given any reason, I will smother you.
Well, I can't provide my support, my fealty to him, but is there any other means that I can assist him so that he doesn't smite?
Suck up!
Yeah, seriously.
Don't collect the shards. Don't listen to the Truthbreaker. And don't go into the shrine.
Why don't you like Truthbreaker?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
I like your tornado underpants.
He wears it, pulls them up.
Do they come in a medium?
The Truthbreaker does not believe in me.
How does he not believe?
Well, we don't really like him anyway.
I'm looking at you.
I know, right?
You know.
Can we call
Dragon Face, give me your orb.
Oh, this is a bad idea.
Truthbreaker. Truthbreaker. It's Lenny.
Hello?
Remember me? It's Lenny.
Lenny who?
Swift Hands.
All right.
I've got someone here you might want to talk to.
Throw his orb at El Reifert statue.
El Reifert. I got Truthbreaker right
this
here.
Dick.
Now, Truthbreaker, you don't believe in him?
No!
Because I'm looking at him! El Reifert, say something!
No, I don't want to talk to this guy!
Well, that was him! The thing you don't believe in!
It's so weird.
No, he just doesn't think that he's a god.
No, that's not what he said!
Deities are a construct of man!
El Reifert, rebuttal?
I am all-powerful, omniscient, and this douchebag.
That's true, Truthbreaker. He just opened up the earth beneath Dragonface. Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Pretty weird. Things are getting weird.
He has control of the island. I mean, I know that, but that does not make him a deity.
That sounds like a deity to me. Where do you draw the line?
There are spiders that worship
this dude. I took your dicks and put an entire town to sleep.
You don't got the island.
Not yet.
Oh god, that was ominous.
Well, so then you'll be a deity.
No, I don't want to be any sort of god.
I gotta say, that makes you a god.
Why do people even want this island?
Dragonface, you're asking the good questions.
Why do people even want this island? It doesn't seem very useful. It's full of weirdos.
Oh, it's got the magic essence everywhere.
At least someone was paying attention. Jesus Christ.
And the content right now, you can't go 10 feet without something magic and flying hitting you in the head.
That's not true at all.
I'm from Red Knob. I think I would know.
You must have lived quite a weird life. So have I.
Oh, he's in a carnival! Of course it's weird!
Okay. I say we smash the orb. Lenny, we walk right through the temple.
Sorry, kids. Lenny lost his patience.
Okay, well, we hang up. We click hang up on the magic orb.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up, Truce Breaker.
Which is holding the orb.
Do the thing, Lenny.
Tunnel.
You
I hang up.
Hang up on this shit. I'm the one who hangs up on you.
All right, well, we stop talking.
I got the last word.
Let's go in the temple.
Yeah, let's go. That guy's a major dick, right? Anyway, I've got millions of other things to do and about 40,000 mortal beings to think of. So, bye. Lightning strikes the statue again. It's returned to the former flexing muscle man.
Oh, that
glasses.
Was retarded.
What? I think I hate both of them, guys.
Yeah, I think they're both idiots. I think we should kill them both when we get the chance.
The way I look at it, we have one quarter of the quest done for one of them.
Yeah, let's keep going with that.
So just finish that one.
Kill
What's-His-Face, then kill What's-His-Face.
100% agree with SIBO. Let's go to the temple and get the
SIBO is about peace and love and everyone. Yeah, you're letting Dragonface rub off on you.
Yeah,
SIBO.
you're on a quest for answers.
Enjoy... being
Dinkless?
Jerked around by
jerked around
the powers that be. So
all right,
into the temple.
As you approach the temple, you see that there are four people shaped holes.
Okay, we send Bob, Steve, Zal, and Blindy.
What do you mean a person-shaped hole?
The holes look,
like when a cartoon character runs through a hole?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we should
cool,
just...
then I go into my
in
hole.
In front...
Yeah, you do.
In front of the temple, there are... appear to be two beings. Both wearing, plate mail armor. Both roughly 2.5 feet tall. And they are kitlings.
How does that mean?
It means they're basically... this thing.
Oh my gosh!
Oh god, that's terrifying.
I need to move my crew.
It's a cat armor, folks.
Yeah, it's a small feline character. Both of them white.
It's like Puss in Boots in armor.
Yeah,
oh, god, you're right.
Wearing tiny full plate mail armor. One of them sees you approaching and heals you over. Hello.
I'm
sorry, but we need help.
Oh, help me so much!
We're not helping this guy.
Think if Puss is here, then Shrek might be near. You could fight Shrek.
The other one sort of pulls him back and he's like,
Levinsky, we do
not
know.
The rivals are Shrek. Shrek and family.
The Ogre Lord appears. The Ogre Lord. Alright, so since you guys are talking about Shrek, you probably didn't hear.
I'm a believer.
A large black splotch on its head pulls the other white cat back. It's like, Levinsky, we do not know them.
Oh, damn, they're named after my cats. I knew it. What's the other one, Simonsky?
Pikulski.
Pickles.
You may call me Pickles.
Leaf and Pickles.
Okay, so what do they want? Always walk these down.
We
holes.
Were following our adventuring crew into the. But we,
oh, this is the two people there.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But we couldn't enter the temple. There's not enough room for us in the weird people shaped holes.
Right. You can join us!
Alright, guys, I'm gonna level with you. We're gonna need everything you know about the other adventuring crew, and then maybe we'll let you join our pirate crew. I say that. Why would we want to join your pirate crew?
Have you seen us?
Yes, other group more impressive.
What's so impressive about them?
Yeah, what is so impressive about them? How many tridents do they have?
One very big one.
Well, we usually with tridents you go by number of points. Dragonface, how many points you got?
Well, I got one double-sided tridents. That's six plus three, so that's nine.
That's triple
points.
The number of points that your guy has.
Both of me and Pickles Cat couldn't lift the thing with us two. I mean, it was very big. Man was maybe 9 feet tall.
Well, you should have seen this fight we just had. Dragonface, how big did you get in that fight?
I hope you guys understand. I can turn into a freaking dragon, alright? I'll be pretty big.
Dragonface becomes dragon body.
Full dragon.
Full dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Legion of Renob. If you enjoyed this showing of stupidity, rate us and subscribe to us on iTunes. If you've got something to say, give us a tweet at Legion of Renob on the Twitter. And of course, tune in next Tuesday at legionofrenob.com for more of the same nonsense. Until then! What? Why are you still here? You want me to sing? Very well. Play me in, Giuseppe! Just kidding, fuck you.